More French soldiers are due to arrive this week in Bunia, a town in eastern Congo that has been racked by violence for months. France is leading an emergency peacekeeping mission there with the full political backing of the European Union. The EU gradually is working toward a common security and defense policy. Some say the mission to the Congo is a key step in that process. From Berlin, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
This peacekeeping effort in the Congo is often described as the European Union's first military mission outside Europe, and the first the EU is taking on without backup from the United States through NATO. But analyst Daniel Chohan at the Center for European Reform in London admits it's kind of a French mission in EU clothing.
The French are taking the lead. It'll be run through French headquarters. They're providing the majority of the troops, the majority of the assets. So to some degree it is, in many respects, a French mission, but because of the political support they're getting from EU countries and some of the military support, that's why it's also an EU mission.
He says the success of this mission is crucial for the credibility of Europe's still developing common security and defense policy.
I really think it's about Europeans proving to themselves and proving to the US in some respects at least, but at least proving that some of their defense money is going where they say it is, and showing that they can at least do some things without the help of the US.
After France, the UK is sending the most troops, but just a fraction of the 1,400 expected to be deployed. Germany pleaded too busy, tied up as joint leader of an international peacekeeping mission in Afghanistan. Berlin will help with some transport and medical support. German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder says it's all part of Europe working together. We can help, he said, but we can't do more than help. That what we do happily, and aware that in difficult situations, France, Germany, and the European countries don't just want to stand together, but are able to. The mission does have a mandate from the United Nations, one that limits the peacekeepers to a certain area, but lets them shoot to kill. Their goal, though, is to protect civilians and aid workers, not to disarm the rival militias. Yves Boyer, deputy director of the Paris-based Foundation for Strategic Research, says the UN goal of stopping a potential genocide is also Europe's main motivation for the deployment.
Congo is part of is a kind of legacy in terms of history, because the Europeans, since the Belgian colonization, has had a stake in that place, and they have a moral duty to stop this type of genocide spreading all around Central Africa. But it's difficult to see how it will impact on EU defense as such.
The Congo mission is too small, he says, and too specialized. He finds far more significant a meeting in April in Brussels, where France, Germany, Belgium, and Luxembourg agreed to create new structures for military missions that don't involve NATO.
Paris and Berlin are keen to further their military integration in the future. And this is far more important than going to the Congo. Even if going to the Congo will provide good lessons for the European in terms of deployment, in terms of command structure, and so on and so.
None of this means Europe sees military force as the primary answer to conflict. A German diplomat, just back from the Congo, described it as one step away from hell. She called the French-led mission a decisive sign that Europe will not permit more people to be murdered. But she stressed, in a speech to the German parliament, that if parties in the conflict don't push toward a political settlement, the EU mission won't be able to do much, no matter how strong it is. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.